Hi, everyone. My name is Dr. Heather Williams. I'm currently the Chief Operating Officer at Cache DNA in the San Francisco Bay Area of California in the United States. I am a board-certified clinical laboratory geneticist, and I've been trained across Europe and the United States and had the opportunity to work at several amazing institutions, including King's College Hospital London and New York Presbyterian and Columbia University Medical Centers, in addition to flagship pioneering Tempus Labs in my current role. I've been working in laboratory medicine and pathology for nearing two decades, and I've recently completed my executive MBA at the Yale School of Management. I have an expertise in transitioning labs to demonstrate the quality and reliability of their clinical service, and I advocate the governments for health equity for genomic testing. I enjoy and feel that I make an impact in mentoring women in science and biotechnology and the standardization of genomics in informed clinical care. So today I'm going to talk to you a little bit about my job and my journey and how I believe that coding is essential to the future of this field. So what exactly is a clinical laboratory geneticist? Clinical laboratory geneticist is someone who is responsible for analyzing the genetic information from a biological sample, whether that be a blood sample, bone marrow, cerebral spinal fluid, you name it. If it comes from a human, it could possibly be isolated and interrogated using the DNA and RNA that we all hold for clinical informed care. But how does this really happen? It's not as simple as I just outlined, where you take a sample and you go all the way to a result. There's no machine that you can just put it on and the result comes out. Instead, that is where the critical role of those who have computation skills are able to make an impact in this field and drive diagnosis, discoveries, and treatments for these patients. So I'm going to explain why I believe these coding skills are increasingly essential for not only clinical geneticists, but many of the other clinical genomic professionals in the field who make an impact. So I've kind of just dug immediately into my field of genetics, but just to break it down a little bit further, you know, clinical genetics has a role across healthcare. Those base pairs that we have in our genome, ATCG, everyone has those, and they are essential for all the analyses that I'm going to share and talk about with you today. The field of genomics is actually pretty nascent. Some of us are old enough to remember the completion of the human genome, and although that was announced nearly 21 years ago today, it is not a project that was completed when it was announced complete. It is an iterative process and it continues today. And that's why I think this is such an exciting topic to talk about, how we can make an impact by growing our skills and computation to look at those nucleotides. And so I am talking in the context of the human genome and a clinical laboratory and making an impact on patients. But I do want to make it very clear that those who have these skills don't necessarily have to make an impact in the clinic. Those skills are transferable across research, development, biopharma, industry, you name it. This data is so important to making discoveries that may ultimately be a part of clinical care. So how is this coding used in large genomic data sets? I think I will just briefly show you a slide that kind of walks you through how we get from a human genome all the way to a result that could make an impact on patient care. So briefly, what you see here diagrammed is a sequencing machine. Most often people might refer to this as their MiSeq, HiSeq. The company Illumina produces the majority of these around the world. But essentially, it produces the sequence that we analyze and we call variants, sometimes also referred to as mutations, but the preferred nomenclature is variants these days. And then there is this bottleneck that is in this image here. That's where the skills of computation are just so critical. You can have all of this information about the ATCG base pairs, but if you can't do something with it, there is no impact on the ability to map that information to a disease setting, a response to a drug, the possibility of developing a new drug, and also the frank possibility of the absence of any findings that might be clinically relevant. Briefly, I've gone through this bottleneck image that steps you through many you might refer to as a wet lab component and a dry lab component to these analyses. Wet being the manipulation. You might automatically imagine someone with gloves and a pipette in their hands manipulating that sample. And often the dry lab component is what we're primarily focused on today, which is those skills and the ability to align the sequence to a reference genome and make findings about variants that exist in that sample versus a reference genome. So when we talk about having a role like this, what does it really mean to understand programming languages and search around cyberspace to get this information integrated to the genome and make an impact? It can be a fast-paced and exciting career, but it is so important for the clinical interpretation of inherited diseases. And it is such a bigger picture of an impact you can make. When you think about individual patient stories, you can think about how you started so early in your career, learning the technology and being a key part of a puzzle with an important purpose as a coder. So with that, I would say that it's so important to understand the functional requirements as someone who's going to have computation skills. But at the other end of that, it's so important to be a part of a career field that's interactive. And you have to seek information across the global community of those who are focused on discoveries. And I believe that it's a fit for anyone who really enjoys problem solving, tracking projects, making sure that the skills and education and experiences they have are committed to the highest level of computation and testing in terms of discoveries for patients. It's certainly a new field, and I believe that you can learn every single day and continue to create even more modern tools to innovate and discover more genetic findings for this community. And I just want to talk through a great example of how coding knowledge can benefit the genetic analysis that's going on for a patient outcome. So, just briefly, I'll tell you a story of a patient who was in the NICU as an infant, and they had a rapid test. Now, generally speaking, when you get a genome analysis, it does take quite a significant amount of time. But instead, this test was offered with a rapid turnaround time. And there were bioinformaticians, variant scientists, clinical geneticists who were involved in the analysis of this baby's genome using a variety of different diagnostic tools and software, where they took the genome information and that of the baby's mother and father and were able to find a variant in the genome that was different. And that allowed for a diagnosis and a treatment of that baby where there would otherwise be a terrible outcome. And instead, that baby is healthy today. So this case example that I just walked through occurs in NICUs across the US, and there are many ongoing projects such as Project Baby Bear in California, Project Baby Deer in, I believe, Michigan. You get the concept that there are all of these efforts that are focused on taking this information from the genome, analyzing it with computation, and essentially making an impact on patient lives. Now, I've not gotten into the great detail of what those skills look like, because I think that that's a great opportunity for the end of this talk, where I will give you a preview into where you can get the skills to make an impact. But instead, what I'd like to do is transition a little bit from, okay, we've gone ahead and we've got coding skills, we've got the ability to translate these ATCGs into knowledge, but then what do we do there? It doesn't simply stop at, okay, I found a variant and I used my skills. Instead, you have to leverage a lot of other information that you need to know as someone in this field. So, like I said, when we talk about having these computation skills, that's simply just not enough. You also have to integrate your skills as someone who can take data and manipulate it and apply that to your knowledge of biology. And I am now showing a slide that is a little bit comedic because I'm trying to demonstrate to you the highly complex nature of the skills you need as someone who can code and someone who can make an impact in treatments, discoveries, research, development. And essentially, once we've gotten this variant that you can see in what is displayed as kind of a spider web with several different boxes of data that makes an impact, all of these have to be mapped together. So the variant has to be mapped to data that came from the patient. It has to be mapped to a clinical history. It has to be mapped to maybe a database that a hospital or an institution has. It also has to be mapped to a family history, a phenotype, considerations of your technique, considerations and limitations of your coding skills. It also has to be mapped to the burden of this variant in the population around the globe. I hope you're getting an idea of the spirit of the complexity here. And on this slide, you'll also see I'm comparing this to a very, I guess, famous meme from Always Sunny in Philadelphia, where our friend Charlie is at a bulletin board and there are red lines and they are attached pens. And he is trying to convince someone of the complexity that an investigation he is responsible for. So I like to use that meme as a great analogy to the complexity that exists once you've been able to use your skills as a coder and link that to all of the data that exists in the world about that variant, about the genomes, and make an impact for a patient. So I've talked a little bit about how the completion of the genome was over 20 years ago, and it seems like that might be a closed book, but that's not necessarily true. I think it's really important to recognize that discoveries and treatment in genetics is only looking up, and coding is going to continue to be integral to these developments, and everyone is going to need to have those skills to continue to make an impact on the evolving field of genetics. What I'd like to leave you with is some resources in order to understand and be skilled in practical applications of clinical genetics. Understanding that all of us that are listening now have diverse backgrounds, I'll first start with some opportunities for those who might still be in high school who are thinking about medicine or coding opportunities that might be a fit for their future education. So, one of the programs I'll just kind of call out is at the Fred Hutch Cancer Center in Seattle, Washington. And they have a program that is open now. And this allows those who are in high school to go and learn about coding in genetics online. It's primarily focused on cancer biology, and it is a fun hands-on activity that you can do so that you can learn about what does it really mean to have one of these roles in science. Now, there are lots of other opportunities that might make sense for those who have completed their undergraduate experience, their graduate experience. They may be looking for a job transition out of an industry they're already in. But what I think is particularly important is that everyone can benefit from an understanding of the genetic analyses that result from coding, because this is our genome. This is our healthcare. And so I implore you, even if you don't think you're going to make a career change, to seek out resources. Maybe it's this program I mentioned at Fred Hutch that's a fit for you. There are also online courses through Johns Hopkins University, through Coursera that you could take. And of course, you can always reach out to someone who is in this field and ask them questions about what it means to perform their job and what skills or programming or even just books you should be reading about this field and this topic if it's something that you want to get involved in. So with that, I think that we've gone over several aspects in terms of the future and the past of this field and how anyone who has these skills or is seeking out these skills can really make an impact. And I want to leave you with a couple of final thoughts. I believe that anyone who sets their mind to learning about something can certainly do it. And lastly, I think that it is the responsibility of those who are in this field to pay it forward and allow those who want to enter this field to have that opportunity. And with that, I would welcome the opportunity for any and all of you to reach out to me on LinkedIn. You can find me there. I'm always happy to receive a message, and I reserve time on my calendar to spend 10, 15 minutes with those who have a keen interest in this field to help them get started. So thank you so much for listening to my career journey and the impact that I believe those with coding skills can make on the field of clinical genetics. I look forward to connecting with you.
Thank you for listening to the Women Who Code podcast. To find out more about our mission and the work we do across the tech industry, visit our website at www.womenwhocode.com. You can also follow us on all socials at Women Who Code. Be sure to check out our YouTube channel, Women Who Code, with hundreds of hours of free educational videos. Thanks again for listening, and remember to subscribe, rate, and comment.